Listening to the FOE show, 93.9 FM, Smithers Community Radio, and our theme is games.
Why?
I don't know, because it's International Puzzles and Games Week.
Yes, nailed it. And we have a guest?
Not really.
Yeah.
I'm basically here every time.
No.
Almost.
Just say your name.
Alex. Again.
Could you turn up my mic a little bit, please?
And mine?
No, yours is better than mine is. Ah, that's better.
Okay.
Huh.
All right, since it's International Game and Puzzle Week, we've got some...
You're nuzzling your chin against
the microphone. We've got some great...
Can you hear that?
Songs. I do. And everybody hears it. So I might have to turn off your mic. Okay, so we're starting off with the early years of Sesame Street.
Sesame Street, G is for game song.
Games. A group of morning guppies on the school playground.
You guys like that one?
Yeah, it was short.
Yeah.
Is that what you like about it?
I liked it.
I liked the claymation.
And I think it was all like stop motion.
Yeah,
like,
using pieces of clay.
That's what we did in
I liked that class. Fish that tried saved the shot. That looked like me, what I would
and,
do.
It takes like at least... Like 2 days, maybe a week to make that. Because you need to like...
Yeah, move little bit. And then take a picture, right? Yeah, you guys have been doing that in your class. Sounds very cool. I'm looking forward to seeing the video. I think I get it. Okay, now you guys ready for a really cool one?
Hey, the creeper app.
There's this game called... I'm just going to talk here for a second. Evan, listen. Do I have your attention?
Mm-hmm.
There's this game called League of Legends, and there's a competition to see who can play the game the best.
Wait, 1 second.
Yeah, I'm going to turn down Alex's microphone. It's doing a lot of noise.
Could we play like a Minecraft one, a creeper, because Minecraft is a game?
It is a game. You're right. Maybe we'll have to include that in there somewhere.
Boom, boom. I can't stop staying in this bloody tomb, tomb, tomb.
Okay.
It's gonna make my brain go boom, boom, boom.
All right, fine. Let's do that one.
What the?
Ready?
Minecraft. Which one were you gonna do?
Minecraft Creeper.
You actually were?
No. I was gonna do this one.
What is it?
League of Legends. Should we do that?
Could we do both?
We'll do both.
As a child, you would wait and watch from far away. But you always knew that you'd be the one to work while they all play. And you'd lay awake at night and scheme of all the things that you would change. But it was just a dream.
We are the warriors that built this town. Here we are, don't turn and prove yourself, your spirit never dies. Farewell, I've gone to take my throne above. But don't weep for me, cause this will be the labor of my life.
So what was that about again?
It's a video game called League of Legends, and there's a big competition, and they all play against each other. It's like a world championship.
Is that a real video game?
It's a real video game.
Is that actual video of them playing?
No,
is
I mean
that
it.
Like
it,
them actually playing.
It showed no. It was showing like who the players. It was animation showing what they you. Were yeah, sorry. Let me turn that on. Go ahead. They were playing. Yeah, those are the players.
Yeah, but
they were celebrating. There was a song about celebrating.
Yeah,
the
yeah, but like, was that actually what was in the video game when they were playing it?
Some
is,
of it
is that actually from the real video
there's
game?
Like, yeah, they saw in the clouds. Did you see that thing in the clouds? With that, there was wolves and there was the guy with a bow and arrow. That's stuff from the game.
They were playing the world championship in the end.
Yeah, do you see how the big arena? All the people, lots and lots of people
and then
watching.
That was the big cup.
Yeah.
They would get awarded.
Does it make you want to play a game like that in front of a lot of people?
Yeah.
And win a big trophy?
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool. All right. Absolutely. Let's do it. Totally agree. A one, a two.
I'm a creeper, Minecraft Grim Reaper, blowing up blocks like Al Qaeda. I'm not a creature that'll elite you, but I'll leave you. Boom, boom, boom.
Hello, I'm Dan Ball. That was my song about creepers. It's called Boom 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 Boom.
Boom 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 and boom. Thank you for listening. That's probably what he says, right?
Boom.
Boom boom. All right, back to
boom boom boom
music. This is about pinball. Ready?
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
How about now? It's a bit of a long. It goes on for a bit.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, here it goes. Who's played pinball? Put their hands up.
Me.
You've never played pinball?
Oh.
Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball. From Soho down to Brighton, I must have played them all. But I ain't seen nothing like him in any amusement hall. That damn dumb blind kid sure plays a mean pinball. He stands like a statue, becomes part of the machine. Feeling all the bumpers, always plays clean. Plays by intuition, the digit counts as ball. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball. He's a pinball wizard, there has to be a twist. A pinball wizard's got such a supple wrist. Seen him fall, that deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball. I thought I was the body table king, and I just handed my pinball crown to him. Seen him fall, that deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball.
All right, based on that, would you play a game of pinball?
Maybe.
I'm trying to think. I don't know if there's a pinball table in town that's publicly accessible. That's kind of crazy. A whole town where you can't play pinball.
Yeah.
Ugh. Crazy. All right. Anyway, we might have to change that.
Where did you play pinball?
I play pinball in a. There was a bowling alley in Burns Lake, and there was a pinball machine.
Remember when we were at that place where we could get one pinball thing free or two pinball things free?
Yeah, that was Minneapolis. Yeah,
I got a root beer and I got a Lego set from a different store.
Yeah, it was at a brewery, and we were having a beer at a brewery.
Yes.
It was the same place we went back the day after, and you bounced around in a bouncy castle.
Yes.
Because it was Oktoberfest. Because nothing says Oktoberfest like a bouncy castle. Now, another game that you guys may or may not have played is called Pac-Man. And here's a song.
He has his own Pac-Man machine.
Well, this is going to be very familiar. How about this sound?
I mean a little.
Does this sound familiar?
Yes. Very familiar.
I got a pocket full of quarters and I'm headed to the arcade. I don't have a lot of money, but I'm bringing everything I made. I got a callus on my finger and my shoulder's hurting too.
starts around the block and I slide back out the side door.
Are you good at the game? Yeah?
Yeah, you need to say it into the microphone.
How about you? Have you played? I'm glad. You know, that game was invented in the early 80s, like when I was still in school. So yeah, cool. It's cool that you're still playing it. That's a track by Buckner and Garcia. Which
and I play ice hockey.
The game? As in like the real ice hockey game or a video game?
A video game and real hockey.
Which one are you better? The real one or the video game?
About the same at both.
All right, sweet.
And I'm good at that game, so yeah.
Okay, is it nap time? Do you know what's good when you start to yawn?
What?
Flying a kite.
Wonderful. How did you manage it?
With tuppence for paper and strings, you can have your own set of wings. With your feet on the ground, you're a bird in flight. With your fist holding tight to the string of your kite. Oh, let's go fly a kite up to the highest height. Let's go fly a kite and send it soaring up through the atmosphere, up where the air is clear. Oh, let's go fly a kite.
A flying kite needs a proper tail, don't you think?
That's what I said, sir. Go fly a kite. No, sir, no, I don't mean you personally.
Let's go fly a kite up to the highest height. Let's go fly a kite and send it soaring up through the atmosphere, up where the air is clear.
When you send it flying up there, all at once you're lighter than air. You can dance on the breeze over houses and trees with your fist holding tight to the string of your kite.
Congratulate you. Capital bit of humor. Wooden leg named Smith. Or Jones, whatever it was. Father died laughing.
Oh, I'm so sorry, sir.
Oh, no, nonsense. Nothing to be sorry about. Never seen him happier in his life. He left an opening for a new partner. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much indeed, sir.
Yes.
What? Can we listen to Waka Waka now?
All right, fine. Waka Waka. I don't know. How do you spell Waka?
He's like, phew.
Waka.
Because he doesn't want to watch
Coco.
Because he doesn't want to watch Coco Melon.
And Waka Waka, and then what? What's it about, anyway?
No, he was like, phew, because he doesn't want to watch Coco Melon.
No, I was like,
why? Because you don't want to watch Cocomelon?
Yes.
But okay. But it's actually not that bad.
No.
Are you ready, comedy partner? Waka waka.
Is that the waka waka?
No.
What? Tell me more. What's this waka waka thing?
It's waka waka.
And what does it do? Like, what is it about?
Search waka waka.
I already have.
But just try.
What is it? What sport?
Soccer.
Just no, search waka.
Like one of these. Is it this one?
Doesn't matter.
Oh yeah, that's like the original, I think.
Yeah.
Yes. The song you were gonna do?
Oh, I was gonna do one with Cocomelon, but
I want to hear it.
You want to? There's a Cocomelon version of that, but there's also like a Gene Autry version of that too, like goes way back.
Could you do which one were you gonna play?
Or Mom, Miriam said that she would like to hear this one too.
But could we do the one you were gonna play?
Sure.
Too, and that one?
We're running out of time. I would.
We should. But you can make it longer.
Yeah, I could, but we're gonna try to keep it to 30 minutes if we can.
No.
But there is somebody you have to say happy birthday to. That person right there.
Oh yeah, happy birthday to Joaquin.
Do you know how old he is?
Probably 8.
Okay. Let's see. Oh yeah, there's the Coco. But let me just think of the right. Let's play the one that was the original.
Please, fellas, we need you.
This is the original version of the song that was done in a movie.
Boyfriend by the name of Joe said
to Coney Isle, dear, we'll go.
Then Nellie started to fret and pout,
and to him I heard her shout,
hey, take me out to the ball game, take me out with the crowd, buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack, I don't care if I never get back. Let me root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame, 'cause it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
That was from Singing in the Rain.
That's the same act. Some of the same actors, Gene Autry, but I can't think of. No, actually, it's Kelly that Singing in the Rain, not Autry.
No, they did. They used that part a little bit in Singing in the Rain.
Oh, okay, all right. I don't have it right in front of me.
I thought so.
But there is one more that
we can play.
Do you want to say goodbye to everybody?
Bye, everybody.
How about you?
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Thank a sponsor.
Bye.
And sponsor will be Smithers Brewing Company.
Very nice.
Finally, bye.
Bye.
Begin. Let the games begin.
Passed out, all my friends went and passed out. It's so much for the night. Last round for AM lovers. Oh, that's how I come alive.
I'm gonna be a people person in a room of people. I'ma keep on running this shit. Let the games begin. People person in a room of people. I'ma be the kid for the win. Let the games begin.
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 Oh, yeah, yeah.
of people bursting in the room of people, people, I'ma keep on running this shit. Let the games begin. A people bursting in the room of people, people, I'ma be the kid for the win. Let the games begin.
People, people, I'ma keep on.